countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Now, talks to find an agreement on a new look common agricultural policy collapsed in Brussels this week. One third of the EU's annual budget goes to the CAP, but this week's trilateral meeting of the Commission, EU ministers and MEPs failed to find common ground on some big issues, but they aim to try again next month. Natasha Foote is a journalist with Euroactive based in Brussels and followed events closely this week from where she now joins us. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Damien.
This was expected to be the final lap after 2 or 3 years of piecing the policy together. What went wrong?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, as you said, it was supposed to be crunch time for the CAP reform, or the final CAP down, as we were calling it. So negotiators were really throwing their whole weight behind sealing a deal on this. As you said, we had the Jumbo Trilogue, we had the Agri-Fish Council happening at the same time. Everyone wanted a deal, so why no resolution? Well, in a nutshell, we had the Parliament and the Council who ended up in a complete deadlock over a few thorny issues. The main tripping point here in the negotiations was the ring fencing of the so-called eco schemes. So that's the percentage of the direct payments budget earmarked for environmentally friendly agricultural practices. So we had, on the one hand, we had the Council, whose mandate stipulated 20%. The Parliament wanted 30%. It seems there's a kind of natural compromise here. You can figure it out at 25%. Which was tabled, actually. The Council proposed 25% for the full duration of the programme, which at least at first seemed like a great compromise. You know, it was party, positive vibes everywhere. It seemed kind of very positive. The problem, as it often does, came in the details. You know, they say the devil's in the details. It certainly was here, because on closer inspection, the Council wanted to introduce this kind of floor, as they called it, of 18% ring fencing, which crucially had full flexibility to transfer unused funds above the floor to other payments. And this was designed to address the Council's main fear of farmers that don't take up eco schemes, maybe the money will be lost. That's their main fear, completely refuted by the Parliament, who says this shows lack of faith in the farmers. But just to say that, you know, as you said, this is a third of the EU budget. It seems like maybe a difference of 7%, but for a 270 billion euro policy, it's a huge amount of money, and most importantly, translates to a huge impact on the ground for farmers. So the problem was, this floor was really poorly received. Right. I mean, the Parliament saw this as a complete provocation. It raised everyone's hackles. And although after that, there were some kind of counter proposals, relations basically soured between the two, and talks pretty much disintegrated from there, really. So then we ended up less final cap down and more kind of penultimate cap down, which is a much less catchy hashtag,
shall we say. And then the other one is this thing of convergence. Many years ago, farmers who were had more production got more money than farmers with the same amount of land with less production. We got rid of that decoupling. We had decoupling, and over the years, we've been trying to get to a balance where, you know, every farmer kind of gets the same per hectare. Now, that's called convergence. Yeah. It happens in 19 countries. It doesn't happen in Ireland. The IFA are against it. MEP Luke Ming Flanagan will be very much for it. Can you explain the standoff here and how those two more or less reflect what's happening in Europe?
Yeah, so I mean, as you said, convergence is the process to redistribute kind of CAP payments. And over the last few years, over the last 5 years of the previous CAP, you know, there was a lot of work going on to try and bridge this convergence. The Parliament wants 100% convergence. The Council wants something more like 85%. I know Minister Charlie McConnellogue, the Irish minister, has kind of put a bit of a pause on the convergence during this kind of transition period we have between the previous CAP and this CAP reform, a kind of rest period. He said this is some time for like consultation with farmers on this important issue to try and bring some stability to the situation. But it is definitely very, very important. Obviously, it's always kind of sensitive, the idea of taking money from one farmer's pocket and putting it to another farmer's pocket. As I was speaking with the EU Farmers Association, Copa Cajeca, on this week, and that's the way they kind of phrased it. It's always a very sensitive issue, and yet, as you said, that there wasn't really movement on this convergence issue. It's another thing we'll have to come back to in June with the negotiations.
Okay, so they are coming back to it in June, and we should have a deal then. This is real typical Brussels grandstanding and all of that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's always a, you know, so it's always a bit theatrical. It's always a bit dramatic, push everyone to the last minute. Last night, you know, really late night negotiations is classic kind of strategy. Yeah. Wear down your opponent, make them so tired, sneak in some eco scheme flaws, things like that. and hope they don't notice. But yes, it was a very dramatic week. Absolutely. Still a bit delirious from it all.
I'd say so. Well, look, we let you off to get some well-earned rest there. And then maybe you can enjoy the delights of Brussels later on this evening, because I think things are opening up there again and they're off our red list anyway.
Yeah.
Natasha Foote of Euractiv in Brussels, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And I know CAP sounds very complicated, but it's mightily important for farmers across Europe and rural communities, with 1.5 or 6 billion euros coming into Ireland, for example, every year to be, I suppose, taken by farmers and spent locally. But anyway, we should have an agreement in June. Well,